Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about the future of watch retail and watch boutiques. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I hope that you have an amazing July 4th weekend, you drink responsibly, and you barbecue. So I just wanted to talk today about the future of watch retail and watch boutiques. Now, I used to be a retailer back in the day. I'd say from, the early 80s, my family had a business. Those of you who are just new to this podcast, welcome. I was in retail for a long time. My father started, a small little store in the early 80s, and we grew and grew. And then in the late 80s, early 90s, we had an amazing opportunity with Swatch. We got to be the biggest Swatch boutique in the world. And we had also the world's largest Swatch museum. And then we also were in luxury retail. Luxury retail was something that we kind of grew into just as a natural evolution, because we started as jewelers. We carried a few little brands like Seiko and Movado, and that grew into IWC, into Vacheron Constantin, Gerard Perregaux, Jaeger LeCoultre, Toronto Swiss. I mean, we had a lot of brands before the rest of the world did, maybe 20 years before the rest of the world did. My father was a pioneer, and he also changed the way luxury retail was done, how it looks, the retail business model, and we learned a lot, too. I mean, at that time when we were in business, our direct competition was Tourneau in New York. So they had already set a stage, but we took it to another level, at least my father did. And, having been in luxury retail for half my life and understanding and being exposed to the best, I have a perspective that's pretty unique, from a selling side, from a marketing side, from all sides of the watch business. I travel the world extensively. I was educated in Switzerland and Germany. So I've seen it now being out of retail for so long and seeing that these watch boutiques are popping up, whether they're owned by the actual watch brands themselves or whether they're in collaboration with a certain retail partner. I can tell you one thing. In the future, I see retail stores and watch boutiques diminishing more and more and more and more. We've become very lazy. We want to order everything online, and we want it yesterday, And because of this, and because of online, and because, you can literally click and go, it's really, a lot of people really don't even go to watch stores anymore. I'll give you an example without mentioning any names. Here in Vegas, one of the hotels and casinos that I frequent, almost every day or every other day. Sometimes I myself, being in the watch business, I'm saying to myself, okay, I'm a little guy, in the sense that I don't have a store, I don't have staff, I don't have inventory, I don't have shitloads of marketing dollars behind me like these big watch brands do or these big retailers do. And sometimes, listen, the watch business is not what it used to be, and there's so many more options today for people to get watches, I think a lot of people just go into stores to try these things on, and then they go online and they buy them because they can buy them cheaper. They don't have to, waste their time parking and sitting in a retail store for hours and hours and hours. And, it's private and it's easy and effortless. And there's no hassle, so it's sad that it's come to this. I think a lot of 80% of it has to do with technology. I'd say 20% has to do with laziness, and the times, You know, I'd say, like, that's just the way it is. I think it's a culmination of all of it. The times have changed. People are have gotten lazier because of it. And, you know, there's not as much of a need as there was before to go into a retailer or a boutique. You know, a lot of these boutiques are erected for the sole purpose of being a billboard. And a lot of watch companies lose money having these stores because a lot of people, listen, at the end of the day, I don't care what anyone says, the majority of people who are buying watches today want a good price, want a better price than the suggested retail. You cannot get, generally speaking, in a company-owned boutique, you cannot get a discount. They'll give you a strap, they'll give you a buckle, they'll figure out a way to make it enticing for you, but there's no discounting, you know. And with the whole Nexus laws and the taxing situation being changed, you know, again, that's just another thing. I think that, you know, these company-owned boutiques are nice when you want to have the experience and pay full price and pay, you know, whatever. But I just don't see the value of these boutiques anymore. I really don't. Because people don't want to, a lot of times you walk into a boutique or a store and people feel intimidated. People feel scared. People feel like, oh my God, I've never done this before. How do I even, like, I don't even know how to talk the terminology, let alone know what I want. So I see a lot more, you know, services like mine in the future where I'm working with, you know, private dealers, or I'm working with, you know, colleagues who have access to these things at better prices. I see services like mine in the future really growing and expanding. Because if you think about it, it makes sense. Like, a lot of these retailers are completely empty. This retailer I was telling you about that's in Vegas, that's in a casino, I mean, it's a ghost town every time I walk by. And this is a big store. They carry a lot of brands. They carry, you know, they carry Tudor, they carry Ulysse Nardin, they carry IWC, they carry Breitling. They carry a bunch of brands, a bunch of big brands. And, you know, they're in one of the probably most heavy trafficked areas as far as a casino goes. Thousands of people walk by every day. And I can tell you, I've never seen people in that store, ever. You know, I go in there myself to pop in my head and say hello and see what they have. But, like, since I've gotten to Vegas, which has almost been 10 years, I have never seen the store have people in it other than the staff. Maybe once in a while you'll see this a random odd person walk in, but it's very rare that you'll see people buying. And even some of the stores, most of the stores, like, it's really, really dead. People are, this store I'm talking about, I've never been told anything officially from this place, but my hunch is, based on the way things are going, I mean, it's going to close. I think so. Just being in, having the experience, being in retail, seeing what happened to me and my family, you know, the writing is on the wall. And I'm beyond appreciative that I'm not in retail anymore, because I'll tell you, it's such a headache. You got to pay those employees at the end of the day, regardless if you're selling a watch or not. You got to pay for the lights to be on. You got to pay for, you know, health insurance. You've got to pay to have displays. You've got to pay to have cabinets made. You've got to pay. The list goes on and 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 on. And with the margins for these watch companies getting less and less and less, I mean, I don't, like, today, I've been offered so many times, why don't you become a retailer? Why don't you sell watches in a store? If I give you the money, why don't we set up a store? Why don't we create something? It would be so great. Honestly, I don't want the headache. I don't want the hassle. I was behind a counter for almost 30 years. I have no desire to do that. My desire is to be as free as possible, to basically have access to everything I want and more, and not be tied down by any inventory, by any expense, by any investment, and run a business. And I am. And even with my business model, I'll tell you, it can be challenging. You still have to market it. You still have to get in front of people. You still have to connect. You still have to show what separates you from going into a store or going into a boutique or going online. There's so many options for people today. So I really think that we're 5 or 10 years away from, you know, the retail business model and the boutique business model really just going tits up. You know, I see maybe like, you know, if there are 5 or 10 retailers for watches per state, let's say, and that's just like a general number I'm giving you. It's not like an actual hard number. But let's say there are 5 or 10 retailers of good watches in one state. I see it really diminishing to one, maybe. One really good, solid, reputable one. I don't think the retail business model will be completely down, because I think there are people who want to go in and shop and have that experience, who are old school, who appreciate going in and having an interaction and having an experience and actually seeing something and trying it on and having the experience of buying it at that place and establishing a rapport and all of that. I think that there are going to be places, but I think it's going to be not even close to what it is now. So that's my two cents. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I do charge $150 consultation fee for my time, and that gets you an hour, whether in person or on the phone. And if you buy a watch from me thereafter, I'll apply the $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch. So you get it back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Check out my website, www.amitdavehonda.com. You can read my world-renowned blog, listen to a podcast, check out Kingsley 1945 Watches, which is a brand I distribute. You can also check out my pre-owned section for watches called Amit's Corner Shop. And until next time, rock on, fly back, and stay happy.